to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our coach of the week, Jim Ahern of Lansing Catholic, and he could have been the coach of the
week. This one's a little overdue, don't you think?
Absolutely. We couldn't get him last week, but he could have been the coach of the week three or four times this year.
Make him a regular.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, real good, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, congratulations on an incredible season. Big win last night against Perry in terms of the score, but you've had some bigger ones in terms of the impact. A couple of weeks before that, tremendous wins over Williamston and Portland, and you kind of were the last-minute finishers. Incredible the way that this team played in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, both those games were amazing. I think the one with Williamston might have been one of the most amazing games that I've been involved in since I've been coaching. It was just a great, great comeback by the team.
Jim, it's Tom. You know, I've marveled at what you've accomplished since coming on board here, your long history in high school football, coaching at Ithaca. And this Lansing Catholic team, you know, this program was down for a long time. I can remember them trying to get recruits from Lansing Christian. It's not kind of a combo, you know, access point. And what's been the key to turn this thing around? And kind of what is your philosophy about high school football as far as winning and your approach to the game?
Oh, I don't know. I think when I got here, I think all the pieces were there. We have, you know, a great administration, a lot of support from them, and great parental support. You know, I think those two things are really key if you're going to get something going. And we also have a youth program. The coaches there all bought into what we're doing, so we're all doing the same thing. And so we got good support from that program. And then my coaching staff has done an outstanding job. So I think all the pieces are there. They just all just fell into place. So it was, you know, we're really fortunate. God was with us, I guess, and they had everything fall into place for us.
You know, when there's a coaching change, Tom, a lot of times there are hard feelings, especially if coaches have been on the staff before.
Absolutely.
That didn't happen at Lansing Catholic. I've known Ross Baldwin for a while and the other guys who have been there before. And a lot of this is a credit to Jim, the way that he runs this program. And the players, talk about running through a wall for a coach. I talked to some of them. I said, what's the maddest you've ever seen Coach Ahern? People don't even remember him really yelling at them, obviously motivating them,
right,
obviously correcting them and wanting them to play better and run the system better. But so much positive reinforcement. And it was interesting having a chance to talk to Rich Kimball, your athletic director, Jim, and I said, you know, that must have been a tough call. And he said, yeah, but, you know, when you have a chance to get a guy like Jim Ahern, it really is a fairly easy one. So congratulations on all of that.
No, thanks. I think any time, you know, a team's successful, the head coach gets all the accolades, but I don't think it would work unless all the other parts were there. I've got a great staff, and they do the majority of the coaching. We sort of run the staff a lot like a lot of the colleges do. Like, we don't really have a freshman team and a JV team coaches. Everybody's a varsity coach, and so all the kids are being coached by the same position coach all the way through. And, you know, it's definitely not a one-man show. I think of all the sports, probably football is more reliable on everybody working together than maybe any other sport just because of the numbers involved. And I'm really fortunate to have some really great guys working with me.
Jim, how many years have you coached high school football?
Oh, I started actually when I was a senior at Western. I transferred to Western from Aquinas because I thought I was going to be able to play football there, and I found out at that time the rules, if you transferred from a smaller school and already had varsity letters, you were ineligible. And I didn't do my research very good, so I got there. I was ineligible. And Dick Soyson was the coach at Kalamazoo Hackett, and he'd been the coach at Owosso St. Paul. He wasn't my coach, but he coached my older brothers. And so I knew him, and I asked him if I could work with him. So I started coaching actually in 1967 with Dick at Kalamazoo Hackett.
Wow, 67. So what's the difference between now with these kids when you're coaching kids? And do they take discipline as easily as in, you know, past decades? Or kind of give us a compare and contrast if you could.
you know, the kids, I think, are really not a whole lot different. I think society's a lot different, but and I always tell our kids that we have on our team right now that anybody that plays football today, I think, is really special, because it's a tough game. It's not something that you can just walk out and, you know, fool around with. I mean, you've got to really be committed to it. And with so many options that the kids have today, those kids that are playing are, I feel, are really special kids. And we're fortunate to have all three levels. We have a freshman team, JV team, and the varsity team. And I know a lot of the schools a lot bigger than us don't have that right now. So we've got a lot of committed kids, which is really a plus also.
We're talking with Jim Ahern of Lansing Catholic, our Coach of the Week and strong candidate for Coach of the Year. His team is 7-0 and has had unbelievable finishes in a couple of dramatic games against Williamston and against Portland. Jim, you were at Ithaca from 1973 to 2003, and we used to see the numbers up there and think, wow, something's going on. You know, the system was very exciting football, a lot of offense. And coming to Lansing Catholic, the program had been down for some time, had not won a league championship for almost two decades. And now it looks like the Cougars really have it rolling. You've got tremendous depth coming in from some of your other classes, I think. And if you look at players like Matt Maxud and Cooper Rush, these guys are juniors.
That's a combo that's going to be unbelievable.
These are 11th graders, Tom.
Right, I know.
So things look very, very bright down the road for Lansing Catholic.
Yeah, I hope so. You never know what's going to happen in the future, but right now those two kids are special. They remind me a lot of a couple kids I had at Ithaca. Josh Brim and JT Jones were two very, very good athletes. And these two kids are very, very similar to them. They're both very, really good academic students. They both really understand the football game, so they're really football smart also. And both of them work really hard and are great kids, so hopefully they can achieve some of the same things that those other kids did.
Jim, what I really want to make note of, I heard that you are obviously a strict adherence to academics, and if you're not doing well in the classroom, you don't play. That's really refreshing to hear.
Yeah, it's hard, believe me, because I tell you, Lansing Catholic is very academic. The teachers pour the work on, so the kids have to work. But if they aren't making the grade, this went back a little bit when I was in Florida. Academically in Florida, the kids really struggled. The schools that I was at, we were very poor academically, and we actually started practice in Florida with an hour study table.
You started practice with study table?
Yeah, if we didn't, I was afraid we were going to lose all our kids because of academics. So they got out of school early there. They start school like at 7 o'clock, and they're done at 2. So I figured that's the hottest part of the day in Florida. So I said, let's see if we can get these guys to study. And it was a struggle, believe me. It wasn't, you know, it sounds a lot better than it actually was maybe in action. But that sort of carried over here. Lansing Catholic has a program they call MASH. And if the kids aren't getting at least a C, they show up there before they come to practice. So sometimes, as a coach, to be honest with you, it's very frustrating. We'll go out and we might have, you know, 10 guys that are at MASH, and so we're going through stuff and the guys aren't there. But in the long run, that's probably the most important thing. These kids are going to go on, and most of them aren't going to be playing football on Saturdays. They're going to be going to college for something else. So obviously the academics are really important.
Jim, two more questions. When you went to Florida, did you think that would be your last coaching stop? Did you ever imagine coming back to mid-Michigan?
Yeah, hindsight's a great thing. I think if I had to do it all over again, I never would have went to Florida. It was a good experience there. I'm probably glad that I had that experience, but someday when we've got hours, I'll tell you stories about Florida. It's a whole different world there, believe me. It's not the same. I think the thing I missed the most when I was in Florida, there's not the coaching camaraderie that there is here.
Right.
One of the reasons for that is just because of the way they don't have like conferences like we do. They have like districts.
Right, it's like Texas, right.
Yeah, you play a team once, you might not play them again.
Yeah.
And so they don't, you know, a team would run 80 up on you and think nothing of it. It's I think I missed that the most of everything. There wasn't the camaraderie that you have here. The coaches here are pretty close, and I really enjoy that. I like that part of it. And to answer your question, I guess no, I never. I've still got a house there, and probably will never sell it the way the market is. But I planned on just sort of finishing up there, but God had different plans, I guess. So here I am.
Last Friday night, Tom. I mean, the people all over the field, including Chris Patrick, who was there. You know, who was one of Jim's players, Chris and Joe, and those guys love you. Talk about worshiping a former coach, but. It was great to see everyone on the field embracing, and you had a big night ahead. You had some things you had to do. We're going to keep you up very, very late, but the highlight of that night for you had to be your daughter there and the look on her face. Can you talk about the emotion of having her come in for that game?
Yeah, she did. She couldn't make it. That was my niece that was
there. Oh, your niece, okay.
Yeah, this year, my daughter's pregnant right now up in Wisconsin, and she's not having problems, but she's got to be really careful. This is the first year that she hasn't been at a few of the games. So she texts me and calls me as soon as the game's over, and to keep people that have relatives are keeping texting her during the game to tell her what's going on. But at both Williamson and they surprised me at Portland. I didn't know. We had a lot of family there. That meant a lot. It was really. It was special to have all those people there.
Well, there's a family of Lansing Catholic Cougars, and I'll tell you, they are very, very close-knit, and they have a lot of reason to smile this fall. Jim, congratulations on everything that's happened this season, and we look forward to watching the Cougars the rest of the way and in the playoffs.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
All right. We will be back. We're going to have a little high school roundtable. We'll talk what we have seen, what you saw last night, Tom. I'll talk to you a little bit about the Holt-Okemos game and some other games that worthy of note. We'll be right back with that and much more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.